Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 17 March 2025. Welcome to tonight's program. We're going to bring up our guest tonight that has been on before, but it's been a while. We're going to talk to Rob Pugh of the Wisconsin Christian News newspaper. In my mind, the best Christian worldview newspaper, bar none, out there anywhere that you can receive online or a hard copy. We're going to discuss that in a minute, and we'll be up there a little willing the first weekend of Wisconsin of next month of April, speaking with a few other great speakers. We'll discuss that in more detail in a minute, but just don't forget, folks, that we like to join us if you can, if at all possible. And I'll give you a quick update, though. I know you want to know about my granddaughter's wedding, and I'll give up more details sometime in the near future when I'm on here by myself. It was a beautiful wedding, the beautiful vows, and I was especially impressed by my grandson-in-law, I guess you could say, vows that he made to the whole family. I mean, I'm talking about his Allison's mom and dad and brothers. He took time to address each one of them separately. It was a wonderful trip to see our grandson, Dylan, who has a long ways to go yet. Long ways to go, but he did very well, I thought. He was there for the whole function, although exhausted him, of course. But he was there through the whole wedding and everything he could be to. He was there trying to do everything he could on his own to be with his family and take care of himself. So overall, it was a wonderful trip. I am totally, totally wiped out. So is Marcia Jean. We're getting old for this kind of stuff. We tried to do way too much in a few days' time. But it was a wonderful, wonderful wedding and a good trip. We got home Saturday, really, really tired, and still recouping from that. So, but I feel more detailed, man. Thank you all for your prayers for my grandson, for my granddaughter. We interviewed on the radio show a couple of times. You know that, what happened with her, and she took herself into a lifestyle that was, oh my, to say decadent is an understatement, but it is what it was. Drugs and different things. Lord brought out of it. She's doing well. She's counseling young people. Her new husband is a youth pastor of a local church there in the Missouri area. And we were there through, although we didn't know at the time, we were being surrounded by tornadoes. Thank God they didn't hit where we were, and we got home okay. It was a little bit of a rougher flight than normal, come back into Charleston, but it's okay. We're home safe, and thank you all for your prayers. And I sincerely mean that. Your prayers are so precious to us, and thank you for joining, watching the videos Phil put up for in my absence for Bible study. Phil always does a tremendous job in taking care of covering for me when I can't be there, or always filling in the right, with the right kind of videos. But thank you all so much for your prayers and your concerns and for being with us in your thoughts. It really was a blessing to be there with everyone, get to see somebody, people I hadn't seen for years. It was a great time. Now, our guest tonight, Mr. Rob Pugh, Wisconsin Christian News, a powerful, powerful newspaper that carries one of my articles every time he puts one out. Once he puts out an article in there, and you're going to be, if you have a chance, I'll just say this, if you have a chance to sign up online to receive his newspaper, do so. We're going to tell you how you can do it. You'll be impressed by the articles and the writers that write for this paper. Many of them are going to be joining us at the seminar. I mean, speakers there like myself and Pastor Art Pulaski from Canada, who spent months in jail for his stand against the Canadian tyrants who try to shut his church down because of COVID and other nonsense. Ted Brower is going to be there, Pastor Matt Chuella, Coach Dave, of course. Coach Dave is everywhere. He's something else. Don Wolf, Scott Sierra, Dr. Max Barney are going to be there. So I hope that you will take time to listen to what's going to be said tonight and that you will join us on April 4th and 5th in Wisconsin to join us for, I think it's going to be a great time. Maybe you may even say somewhat of a revival on reverence, returning to God for a country that needs to turn to God. No, folks, Trump can fix it. Sorry about that. He can't fix it. He may be doing some great things, what we consider good things, but he can't fix it. And he's also leading us down some very dangerous ground, by the way, also. But anyway, let's go to our guest, Mr. Rob Pugh. Rob, it's an honor to have you tonight. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Pastor Butch. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, you know, I go back a little
Sounds
way
like you've been doing some traveling.
Oh, I have been. I have been, believe me.
Yeah.
And
you have more coming up.
Yes, I do. More coming up. I come up to see you, then Lord willing, I go see my grandson again in April next month. Not real sure about all that coming together, but anyway, it is what it is. We make it one day at a time because that's all God promises. And he doesn't promise a whole day. Our trust is in him totally, folks. It has to be. And by the way, I want to share this real quickly, Rob, if you don't mind. We went to see a Sight and Sound play where we're there in Branson, Missouri, about the life of David. Now, I'm not easily impressed with plays that go on about the Bible because normally they don't follow that close to the Scripture. They're not really sound doctrine, but this was a very, very good play. There are a few things come in for humor and things, which is fine, made the play more interesting, but well done. Only one Scripture I know of is misquoted a little bit. It was a play about David's life. And, folks, if you get a chance to see that, you should go see that. That's in Branson, Missouri. They have one in Lancaster, PA also. It's worth going to see. This was they have one in Lancaster about the life of Noah. So it's not a waste of time and money to drive where you have to see this. But it's not going to waste time and money to come and see the speakers that are going to be in Warsaw, Wisconsin on April 4th and 5th either. You need to come and join us if you can at all. And spend time with us. Let us get to know you a little better in person. Now, Rob Pugh's the guy who put this together. But how many seminars have you done so far, Rob?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I'm going to guess probably 25. Oh no, probably 24. We skipped a couple there during the COVID years. Because we couldn't find a venue to rent because nobody was allowing anybody to rent conference rooms. So,
yes, that's amazing. So this, how many does it make now? I'm sorry, how many you say it made? You've done now?
I think 24. We've been publishing the newspaper since April of 2000. So I think we've done about 24 conferences.
Wow. Well, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Well, it's been an annual thing for us, and we were going every year, and then COVID lockdown weekend in March of 2020, we had our conference, and at that time, we were holding it in a public shopping mall. And the mall was also scheduled to host, I think, three other big events. And they all canceled. We did not cancel. And we had a great turnout and wonderful weekend. And then the whole world changed the following day. So,
wow.
And then, so we took a couple of years off after that and started again in 2023. We moved it to a hotel conference center, did it again in 24, and this is our 2025 event. It's a little bit different this year because normally, you know, we focus being a Christian newspaper. Normally, we focus on news and information. We've had guests like, you know, speakers like Alex Newman, Sharam Hadian, you know, along those lines. And people are very interested in coming to hear about that. This year, our theme, if you want to call it that, is Revival and Reverence, Returning to God. Because I can't think of anything more important right now than for each of us, you know, to repent and return to reverence for God in each of our hearts.
I totally agree with that. There's no place to return to outside of God. And we've got to get this out of our mind, Rob, that man can fix this problem for us. It can't happen. Until there's a repentance that just isn't going to happen.
Yeah. And, you know, I get very tired of people just quoting 2 Chronicles 7:14 and never doing anything else about it except complaining that, you know, things are getting worse. Well, here's your opportunity to start off kind of a new year with a, you know, our theme verse is Psalm 51:10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Is that not what we all need?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. You know, as I watched that play I just mentioned a minute ago about the life of David, I have to admit that it was good enough that it touched me and made me want to myself get a closer walk with Christ. That's one thing David desired as a young man was to be as much as God-like as possible. From reading the scripture, you know that. The Psalms he wrote were beautiful Psalms. And being a mere mortal, he messed up big time. And, of course, he paid mm-hmm. for that also. But that's where the grace of God comes in. That's what this is all about. Individuals.
Well, you know, Sight and Sound Theater always does a great job. We've been to Branson many times and always make sure we check out their current play, and they've always done a good job.
But,
you know, speaking about the life of David, one of our conference speakers is Dr. Mike Spaulding.
Right.
He's a pastor in Ohio. He also has Transforming Word Ministries. And he's currently writing a series of articles on the life of David. Very interesting. Very, very good material. Good Bible study.
David, of course, repented of his sin, and by the grace of God and the grace of God only, he was redeemed. You know, put back into the fold and with his father. But that's one thing that we're talking about. Individuals must do this, but so must a society or a nation. Repentance. Everyone is not going to repent. We know that. That's impossible. But if God's people, 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, will repent. Rob, I don't think the church even knows it needs to repent. I think they think they're doing everything just right. After all, we elected Trump, so what else can we do, right? I mean, I've seen that to be the attitude sometimes of people, and it breaks my heart.
Well, I have to question if they are even God's people at that point, you know. If you get to the point where you think you've got it all figured out and you've got everything straight, you're in the wrong place. You need to get on your knees and you know, seek God for some humility, first of all, and for some wisdom, second of all. So,
well, you know, I just don't. I just don't understand. Well, we're mere mortals. We're pieces of flesh. Our minds at best try to be like Christ, but we can't even come close to understanding the holiness, the awesome love and grace he has for us. We can't comprehend that. And the Bible says that to be holy as I am holy, we never get that perfection in the flesh. I realize that. But our hearts must be with him. You know, Rob, I've been married going on 54 years. And I've never been a perfect husband. But my heart has been faithful to my wife as much as a man can be. And I certainly have not been perfect in any way at all, not even that way. But I've been faithful to her as much as I can be. And we've been happily married now for going on 54 years. So my heart was not with her, all the laws written by man and by God would mean nothing. I would obey my flesh and do what I want to do. So walking with your heart right draws you closer to your wife as it does God, if we're seeking his will and his way. But most churches today, I don't think even understand what his will and way is, Rob. I really don't. I don't think they understand that we're to walk not with our hearts and trust in man, not even a little bit, but in God alone. I don't think we understand that.
Yes, you know, I've said many times that the purpose of the church is to train up disciples for the work of the ministry. Do you agree with me on that?
Oh, that certainly is absolutely, well, absolutely, along with our duty to witness and to walk holy before God. And by doing that, people who watch us that we call disciples are going to see an example. And that's more important than anything we can say is our example, is it not?
Yeah, well, the problem with our modern American churches right now is that they are not training up people
for
the work of ministry. They are capturing them with entertainment. So the way I picture the church is God's true people, you know, the ecclesia, should be going outside the four walls of the church house, making disciples, and then bringing them in.
Amen.
To the church.
Amen.
Okay? And then they're taught and trained up for the work of the ministry, and then they go out and make more disciples. That's not happening. Instead, our churches and pastors are catering to the unsaved people, people that are totally complacent and happy living in sin, and they dare not say anything that might offend them because they want to keep them coming back. So here we have unrepentant sinners dictating what is spoken in the church.
That's
the whole problem.
This is going to sound harsh, but we have a lot of Satan's ministers behind the pulpits who maybe in their heart think they're doing what's right, but they're going contrary to the law and the will of God. And you cannot you cannot follow him unless you follow his word. Christ, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. He didn't say, if you love me, you'll keep some of them. He said, you'll keep them. Now, we know we don't get that done perfectly, but that's not an excuse not to do better today, is it?
No, we're supposed to be always growing in sanctification. And
that is an ongoing process.
Go ahead. That's not even part of the equation. That's not even talked about. So
no, it's not. No, it's not. You can't bring disciples to Christ unless you show them the truth in the way. All you do is confuse them and cause them and put them on a road to destruction. Also, I think our nation proves that. But now, I'll shut up and
so,
talk.
You know,
I don't mean to take over the program, but you're making good points. Go ahead.
Yeah. No. Well, someone asked me what my opinion is of the modern churches, and you know. Scripture tells us when we cease to be salt and light, we're good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled under the feet of men. And if I had to describe the modern American churches in a word, it would be irrelevant. Churches are basically, and Christianity in general, is trampled under the feet of men now because it has ceased to be salt and light. So, you know, pastors in the pulpits speaking to hundreds and thousands of people every Sunday have so much power at their command, but they refuse to use it.
Well,
they refuse to speak the whole counsel of God. They just want to please men and not offend anyone. And so that's where we're at in this world.
I totally agree with that because I'll just share this. And I want your opinion. I'm sure a lot of these parents will call themselves Christians. A school in New Jersey sends second graders on a field trip to Gender Justice Center and will not allow any of the parents to go, and told the children to only bring cash to spend, nothing but cash. Now, this is a little school called Fleetwood Elementary School in Mount Laurel. Some people, parents are upset, and they should be upset. And I'm saying this as polite as I know how to say it, Rob. Why in the name of all this holy would a Christian parent have their child enrolled in a hellhole like this so-called public school in the first place?
Yeah, I wouldn't send a kid to a public school or a college, for that matter, anywhere these days. Send them to a trade school if you need to, but don't send them to a college.
You're
going to get a twisted transgender liberal nightmare back when they get out of that place. So,
well, you know, I'm so thrilled that here in the little state of West Virginia, our governor has done a couple of things I totally agree with. And Governor Morrissey, I know him personally, not well, but personally. Never had much of an opinion of it, too much of a high standard opinion of him for a while, but he's done a couple of things here that I like. He just made it illegal for states, state government offices and facilities to make special bathrooms for transgenders, whether it be male or female. And last night on the local news, one of the transgender men said, well, I'm going to have to leave the Mountain State. And I thought, praise God. All right. That's great. Well, yeah, we got something right here in this state. Yes, please go somewhere else. I had no problem with that. Get out of our country. Get out of our land. We don't want you here. I mean, that may sound harsh, Rob, but the church got the opinion that we have to go along, get along. That's not what the book teaches, is it?
No, it's not. And, you know, speaking of schools, I've often wondered, you know, I do a lot of driving, and I see church after church after church. They're on every corner. And, you know, I think in our community we have 400 churches.
Wow.
And they sit at 80 5 days a week. Now, these churches, most of them have Sunday school classrooms. A lot of them have gymnasiums. They have fellowship halls, which could easily be a lunchroom. They have every facility required for a school. Why are there no churches doing a homeschool co-op? I know some of the churches have teachers attending them, and if they don't, my goodness, I mean, parents can take turns teaching a class.
Absolutely.
And utilize the church building, you know, instead of sending them to the public school. And
I totally agree.
On that same note, another thing that drives me crazy is that most of our property tax goes to fund the public schools.
Yes, it does.
Meanwhile,
yes,
I think we're number 43 in the world as far as kids being educated. So,
well, they're being educated, but on how to be transgender, not how to read, write, read, write, and reason together. They're not doing that at all. So our revival coming up, our meeting coming up the first weekend next month, from what I understand, we're just going to try, if we can, to encourage people to stand stronger for Christ and walk holy before God. That is so needed. And you would think people would be flocking by the hundreds to hear these speakers share their thoughts on that. You would think they'd be doing that, but I know most people, even so-called Christians, would rather hear other things than how to walk before God. I know that to be a fact. So it's not pleasant to say that.
Well, here's our situation. You know, here's our situation, Pastor Butch. In past years, we've had sold-out conferences. Last year, we were sold out, and then I had to squeeze in another 75 people, which was quite a task, but we were able to do it. But 75 more wanted to come than we originally planned for. This year, we are currently half full. And I can't believe with the caliber of speakers that we have coming for this event that we're half full. But it is what it is, and it's very discouraging to me. God's teaching me something. I don't quite understand all of it yet, but I'm kind of getting a few clues as to what the lesson's going to be in the end. But it's not good as far as people that call themselves Christians. So now, I should say this. In years past, we've always focused on news and information. And we could have done that again. We could have gotten into the topics of AI. We could have gotten into the topics of Islam and things like that. Homosexuality. There's plenty of speakers we could have gotten to address those things. But when you boil it all down, all of our problems, all of our issues stem from the fact that we are not right with God. I don't care if you're there every time the church door is open. You still have room for growth. And this is an opportunity to bring people who are maybe skeptical or maybe they're nominal Christians. Bring people like that. They will hear the Word of God in ways that they have never heard it presented before. But unfortunately, with we're only about 2.5 weeks away, it looks like we're going to have a half full room, and that is unfortunate.
I'm so sorry to hear that for a lot of reasons.
I think people
aren't flocking.
People are afraid that they're going to be convicted. They don't want to be convicted. They don't want to face their sins. They're in apathy, comfort, and ease. So
that I think you hit it right on the head right there at that last statement. They're like some people come in here, Paul, because they want to hear the latest news on religion. That's folks in the Bible. Back at the break, your phone call next half hour, 844-769-2944.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406 214-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd, that's spelled H-U-R-D, 224 Hurd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
This is war.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back here and talking to Rob Pugh with Wisconsin Christian News. Phone lines are open. If you have any comments or anything you want to say about what we're talking about, anything at all on the issue tonight, or if you want to just ask some questions about the upcoming seminar, Rob, tell the folks how they can find out more about it, how they can get tickets, and how maybe they can find places to come and stay, whatever you need to tell them.
Yeah, you can get all the information at our website, which is WisconsinChristianNews.com. But if you want a more direct route, we are using Coach Dave's website for the registration and the tickets because he's set up for it, and we're not. I only do this one event a year, and quite honestly, this very well may be my last one. But you can go to CoachDaveLive.com/events. That's CoachDaveLive.com/events. And if you just click that, it'll take you right to our information. You can register. It takes about 3 minutes, and you're done. You'll get all the details there. So, or for people who are not online, you can simply just call me. I'll give my phone number. It's don't call me until the show's over, but 715-486-8066. Oh, in fact, call me tomorrow because I'm going to go to bed after this.
Do that again. Give the number again.
715-486-8066.
Folks, that's his private number. That's dedication. And if anyone can get to this at all, for $69, spend 2 days to listen. So I thank some great speakers. I'm not counting myself as one of them, actually. I'm not. I'm just telling Rob I'm not worth the money, but nonetheless, I do my best to glorify God. That's what I'll do. But if you have any question about this, you call him. Find out more about it. If you can be there at all, be great to have you there just to support what we're trying to do, what God's trying to do through this. But also, just share fellowship. We don't get to do it very often. We don't. We listen to the people in Australia broadcast. 99.9% I've never met in person. If you can make to this, I'd love to meet you in person. Shake your hand. Maybe we won't have a lot of time to spend together, but I'd like to shake your hand, hug your neck, and tell you I appreciate you. And so would Coach Dave. So would Pastor Art. All of them. If you'll take time to figure out how to get there, it'd be worth it. Phone line open, 844-769-2944. Now, this makes your 24th or 25th one. I'm amazed that you've stuck with this for so long. And I know you said that you had a phone call. Someone said that you were ripping people off and that you were making big money, I guess, off of this and all the nonsense.
Well, this past Friday, somebody called me and said, I'm making big bucks off of this, and how dare I should be ashamed of myself. And, you know, we have to charge $6 admission. We only started charging admission 3 years ago, because for the 20 years before that, we relied on just free will offering donations at the door. Well, people would come in, toss a dollar in the bucket, and then sit there all weekend in a chair that cost me $2 to rent. So,
yeah.
So the math was not mapping, and it wasn't working out. So we had to. $69 is the lowest I can possibly make this. And in fact, if you were to try to attempt to go to anything else of this caliber, you'd be looking at probably $269, honestly. Look at what people pay to go to a rock concert.
Oh, yes.
Look what you pay to go to have dinner for two. You want to go have dinner for two, you know, at a Red Robin or something, you're going to be up to $69, I can guarantee you. So, and that's not fancy food. That's burgers and a shake. So,
I totally agree. And people, I've been there myself. People accuse me of making tons of money off of the functions that we do. And I know what the Lord blessed us with. I know what we did. So I feel no shame or guilt. But I'll just share this, folks. 100 tickets, I think, roughly sold. At $69 a piece, you can do the math. He spent already on Marsh and I to be there over $2,000. Yeah. Flying out of West Virginia is not cheap because we only have one airport that any decent size. It has, I think, 3 or 4 gates. That's in Charleston. It's a pissy flying anywhere out there. So he has spent over a third of what.
Well, our conference room alone is $5,000 for the weekend. So,
oh my goodness, right, we're talking about $7,000 already, and you haven't even. Oh my folks, are you? No, we're not pleading with you to come to give him money. That's not the point of it. We'll let you know that serving Christ sometimes is sometimes can be a burden to the point that all we're asking people to do is enjoy time with fellowship. And people just don't seem to care. The last seminar I did was more or less a revival. Lowest turnout we ever had. So I learned from that lesson right there that people sincerely are not wanting to follow God. They want to follow the latest events. And I'll share this and we'll get on the folks you want to call. The line's open, like I said. But I went to I was a colonel, an honorary colonel in the West Virginia Militia back when it first came out many, many years ago, back in the 90s. And I went to a meeting in Kentucky. Knob Creek, Kentucky. They had about 600 people show up for that. All of them toting, you know, ARs or whatever, AKs, and all loaded down for bear. And they want me to speak the church service. Out of 600 people, I'm thinking about 20 showed up. Out of 600 people. So it made me realize right then I was in the wrong place. This was not a godly movement. This was a macho movement. And soon after that, the head of the militia of that state, Charlie Puckett, was arrested. Myself and one other individual took time to contact him, his wife, when he's in prison. Out of 600 people, two of them contacted to see what they do that I know of. But I was there in the tent for the church service. Maybe 20 showed up to that. So I was my last so-called militia function, because they were not seeking to follow God and go back to what we once had. They wanted to show off and maybe whatever reason they got involved, but it wasn't to glorify God. So when people don't want to come to listen to the Word of God, to be part and make that part of their movement, I'm not interested in working with them. If they're not following God's laws, I can't work with them, brother. That's being unequally yoked, is it not?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You know, it's this is an event. Honestly, let me just share this with your listeners quickly. This is something. This is not just something that I do every year because I do it every year. Honestly, I did not want to do a conference this year. I had made my mind up that I wasn't going to do one. And then in November, after my prayer time, and right before bed, God said, one more thing. You need to do this. And he proceeded to download into my brain all the exact names of everybody that he wanted to have as speakers and how he wanted it all set up and what the theme was going to be and what we needed to do here. And needless to say, I got no sleep that night, but I learned long ago, when God tells you to do something, you better just do it because you're going to do it anyway. You can do it the easy way, or you can do it the hard way. You can fight them all you want, but you're still going to do it. So so I was on the phone next day. Everybody that I called graciously agreed to come and be a speaker. And so everything kind of fell in place. And, you know, at this point, my wife and I are resigned to the fact that we are going to probably need to take a bank loan out to pay for it. That's just how things are sometimes, you know. And I also learned long ago that God doesn't want anything from you that doesn't cost you something.
He wants you to step out
in faith, and it may cost you something.
Amen. Well, in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it says that we present our bodies a living sacrifice. Sacrifice is giving something that's precious. You know, our Father sent His Son. He gave His only begotten Son, about the most precious sacrifice you can think of, innocent Son, so that you and I would have the ability to have a hope in our minds and hearts beyond this world. Surely, by His grace, we can do something, glorify Him, and return that in love and respect and honor to Him. Surely we can do that much.
It's our reasonable service, I believe the word says.
It truly is. That's what it says. It truly is. And so, I believe me, I understand people want to know what's happening. I do, too. I keep up with what's happening because I see prophecy being fulfilled. As I see right now, Trump is about ready to take us into the Middle East full-time war. I see it happening. It's fulfilling prophecy. Mm-hmm. I know people want to hear this because he's going to save the country and all that, and he's doing so much good for the country, and I'm not saying not done some things I really like, but he's taking us into prophecy as fast as time will take it. I did a teaching a month ago at a Bible study on America's Trojan horse, and I think that by golly, he might be the head of it as far as the Trojan horse goes. I'm not saying that. I'm not a prophet per se like that, but I can see the outline in the scriptures. So right now, if we're going to have any hope of any semblance of normalcy return to this country, we must repent before God as individually and as a group. We call ourselves His people. We call ourselves Christians. And if Christians are not the ones the first to the altar to repent, there's not going to be any revival. Christians must be the first to the altar to repent, because we should know that we're falling far short of the glory of God. And I think it's a very simple statement. And I'm holding my hand up, both hands up, saying I'm guiltiest of all, Brother Rob. I am not something to hold up as an example, as a really sincere, what I'm looking for, faithful servant all the time, because I'm not. But I want to do better. And that's the difference between a lot of people. They go through the motions, but the heart's not in it. It's like being married, like I said. You go through the routine of being married, but you're unfaithful to your wife, maybe not in the flesh, but in your heart every day, lusting for other women. That's unfaithfulness also. Christ said so. So Yeah. That's just where we are in time. And if you don't repent of that in your heart and seek not to do that any longer, you're not walking as a born-again believer should. We should be growing in Christ, not staying stagnant and waiting for the next exciting bit of news come along. But I see that happening. 844-769-2944. Nobody's calling in, but the line is open, folks. We're discussing things tonight that I think are very important.
Yeah, and I don't want people to think I'm condemning all churches. There are very many very good churches and pastors that I know, and I know personally. Unfortunately, there are only about maybe four in Wisconsin that I know, but all across the country. Our newspaper is distributed nationwide, so we know a lot of people. And we do have people, you know, coming from, I believe they have them coming from Washington State, California, Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Missouri, New Jersey, Kentucky. We got a bunch of Ohio. So they're coming from all over the country. And yet, you know, I had a phone call a while back from a lady, and I personally invited her to, you know, come to the conference. You know, you and your husband come to, oh, that's just too far for me to drive. Well, that I know where they live. It's a 15-minute drive, and I know they have to drive 25 minutes to get to the grocery store. So just tell me the truth, people.
Yeah.
If you don't want to come, just tell me the truth. And Christians are the, and especially some of the pastors, I have to say, are some of the most untruthful people that I've met. They will smile at you with a big toothy grin, and, oh, yes, I love that idea. It's great, wonderful. And then turn around and
walk away and get all about you. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And by the way, tell folks how they get your newspaper.
Best way is our website, WisconsinChristianNews.com, WisconsinChristianNews.com, and that's all spelled out. In the upper right-hand corner of the main page, you can find the subscription form. And you can also find, I believe, about 150 free articles. You can get an online subscription, which will give you access to 25 years worth of articles. Or you can get a print subscription, so you'll have an actual newspaper that you can hold in your hands, comes in the mail every month. Or you can get both. And we do cover the news. We cover news and information. We also cover Bible studies and the deeper things of God in our newspaper. And
yes, you do.
So you know it's all there. But really, what's happening in the political realm is really just theater. If you want to, it's a theater performance that we are an audience of. There's really nothing that we can do outside of God.
Amen.
And so, like I said, I don't see anything more important right now than for us all to get ready, get our hearts prepared, and be ready. Because, you know, when they say peace and safety, and they've been saying that now, if you've been watching the news, peace and safety in every area, whether it be Ukraine, whether it be Israel, they're saying peace and safety, whether it's America, you know what happens. So.
Amen. Well, if you read the scripture, you know what the Bible said about these things. And again, folks, the phone line, get a call coming in. Let's talk to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome, sweetheart.
Hey, Pastor, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being there.
Okay. You're welcome. You know I'm not allowed to travel. Every time I try to travel, God stops me. You know, so I've learned my lesson. But I, if I send money to you to give to Mr. Rue for his conference, and it's only going to be a couple $100 or something, can you take it to him or do something to help him with his expenses that he's...
Sure, we can do that. You can mail it directly to him. You send it right to him if you like. It'll be fine, too, either way you want to do it.
Oh, does he? I don't have his address. I'll just send it to you.
We can do that. We can do that. Give your address, Rob.
Well, it's pretty lengthy.
Well, I'll tell you what, John.
We changed all our numbers, so we have a pretty lengthy address.
Okay. Just send to me. You got my address, Jan. That'd be great, and I'll make sure he gets it.
Oh, yeah. I got your address, 229 Heard Road, Nettie, West Virginia.
224.
Okay, 224.
There you go.
Okay. Anyway. I sent money for the ministry already. So your money's coming. So I'll write on it what it's for. But I thought, well, I'm not allowed to travel. Just tell him every time I try to travel, God stops me. You know.
Well, you know, it is what it is in everybody's case, but helping finances will be a lot.
Yeah. Well, he wants me here, but I thought that way I can help him out, and the ones that are coming, you know, they can get the full conference. Is this going to be aired? Are you going to do online or anything? Put it on the conference on Rumble or things? It's live.
No, the cost to do that would be too expensive. We would need to put in a dedicated internet line into the conference room, which has installation fees and disconnect fees, and I would only need it for 2 days, but still have to pay for a full month, and then I'd have to have a cameraman to run it.
That they already had
The video will be available, right? Rob.
We will have DVD sets available of the entire conference, yes, but those are actually, because they are so labor-intensive to make, to film and to edit and to produce the DVDs, they actually are, I'm not sure what they cost, but they cost more than what our ticket price is. And I understand why. We don't get anything from that. We have a video company that comes in and does this for us at no charge, and they just hope to recoup some cost by, you know, offering the DVD sets for sale. There's 7 DVDs in a set, so.
And those will be available after the conference is over and they get it all together. But is that on your website? We'll be able to see where we can order those.
Yes, at WisconsinChristianNews.com. Yes.
Jan, I hate to rush. I've got to get another call in about our time. And thank you, sweetheart. She's always faithful.
I wanted
bless
you to know.
Heart.
Real all quick, right. Pastor.
Yes, yes.
Hello? Trump has told the Navy, the military, to take decisive action against Yemen.
They've already started bombing Yemen. And he warned Iran, don't get involved there. So we'll see what happens. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Caroline in Washington State. Caroline, welcome.
Hi, thank you. I wanted to tell everybody how great your newspaper is. I got a copy sent to me free from a friend. Wow, it was jaw-dropping. Everybody should be getting. In fact, I wanted to sign my kids up for it. So my second question is, I'm kind of weird in that I don't like the government knowing anything I'm doing, so I send cash. Pastor Pa knows that I'm the weirdo that sends it in foil.
Yes.
You don't have to agree I'm a weirdo, but everybody does. Anyhow, my second question is weird too, because I need to know if I can possibly send cash to you, or is there so many people working with and around you that it would not be safe?
No, I'm the only one here. I have employees. I answer the phone. I empty the garbage. I clean the toilet. I do everything. So.
Oh, Okay, blessings. Oh,
if you have a copy of the newspaper, yeah, if you have a copy of the newspaper, there's an order form on page 2, and that has our address on it.
Yeah, but I don't want to send a check, and I don't want to mail it.
Yeah, no,
cash
is fine.
Yeah, okay, good.
Cash is fine.
Because I've had my credit card hacked 3 times in 3 years. I just don't want to do that with the internet. Second question, let's see if I can find it. Oh, I wanted to be sure and let you know that I don't know that it's disinterest of people to come to your seminar, probably as much as it's hard times out there. All these people getting laid off and replaced by robots, they're not going to get their jobs back. There's hard times out there. My daughter in California will attest to that. She's been looking for months. And airplanes have a bad reputation now these days, so it's scary. And people that are afraid to fly just aren't going to because of what's been going on. So it's not that entirely that everyone's disinterested.
Well, it's been hard times for the last few years. And, you know, during the Biden administration, things were very tough for people. And they haven't gotten any easier, but they haven't, don't think they've gotten any harder either. So.
Well, I just want you to know that you have a great newspaper and everybody should order it. And I really appreciate it. Thank you. I'm going to send you some cash and get my kids signed up.
Thanks for talking.
Thank you, Mike. Love you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right, we're down to the last couple minutes here. Very quickly, get the phone number out again and your website.
715-486-8066. And the website is WisconsinChristianNews.com. To order tickets for the conference, you go to CoachDaveLive.com/events. How much time do we have left?
About less than a minute. About a minute, roughly. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So just to run through our speakers, we have Pastor Art Pawlowski from Canada, Dr. Ted Brewer from Florida, Pastor Matt Truella, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Don Wolf, Scott Shera, Pastor Butch Paw, Dr. Mike Spaulding. And our music will be the Old Hymns of the Faith, led by national recording artist and retired pastor, Leighton Howerton. So.
All right. Rob Pugh, thank you, my friend. And the God will not see you in a couple weeks, and we'll see what happens. And to his glory, how's that?
Looking forward to it. I'm anxious to meet you.
Well, believe me, you ain't missing much, but not seeing me. That's why I do radio.
Anyway,
God bless, my friend. If I can do anything to help, let me know, okay?
Okay, we'll see you soon.
All right, folks, get a newspaper. Believe me, it's worth it. It's worth it. Hard copy online, get it. It's worth it. And by the grace of God, we're going to have a guest tomorrow night. We had on several months ago, Dr. Samantha Bailey from New Zealand, discussing some important issues. Wednesday night, I will not be here. I have to take Marcia 3 hours north of the hospital for some examinations. Melody will be filling for me. But I will see you tomorrow night, God willing. Good night.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.